Today, a short topic. The interior of a very cheap LED strip controller, available for purchase on a Polish auction website, offering Wi-Fi control, remote control, and playing to the rhythm of music. This time, there will be a not-so-known Wi-Fi microcontroller inside, the TR6260S1, which has only been mentioned on our forum only once or twice. At the moment, I don't know if it's possible to change the charge, but if I make progress, I'll try to document what I found here. Purchasing an LED strip, you can get the belt from the Kroslov importer. Although we know that it is produced in China and the importer only sticks its logo on it. Here is a screenshot of the auction. Specification: there are no markings on the packaging. The set doesn't even include a strip of tape to attach the strap. The inside of the controller. We pry the cover and experience an unpleasant surprise. Inside, there is a very unknown microcontroller with Wi-Fi, TR6260S1. There is some information about it on the internet. The pinouts are also described, and there is even some information about the boot mode that reminds me of ESP. There are RX, TX, and BOT boot signals on the PCB. I experimented with them a bit. I tried using various programmers from the internet, also using various similar exotic systems, and I even experimented with sptool.py, but to no avail. It's a different microcontroller. There is also a microphone on board, which means the strap can respond to sound. There is a step-down converter in the power supply block, because something must generate 3.3 volts for the Wi-Fi module from the 12 volts we have at the input. The transistors have the SMD3400 code, so probably. During experiments, I searched on GitHub, even in the source codes themselves. For example, Nuracom NRC7292 SDK seems to have support for this chip, but at the moment, I have the impression that something is still missing. Here is the boot log from this system. The name of the platform is clearly visible in the log, TR6260. Indeed, this is one of the platforms supported by Tuya, manufacturer chipset platform. Type, Beckon BK7231N. Tuya standard chip, Realtek RTL8720CF, Tuya standard chip, Realtek RTL8720DN, Tuya standard chip, Realtek RTL8710BN, Tuya standard chip, Eastwind TR6260, third-party chip, AltoBeam ATBM6431, third-party chip, Lightning Semiconductor LN8825, third-party chip, Buffalo Lab BL602. Third-party chip. Additionally, on AliExpress, I found a development board with a similar module, but there was no information there about what tools can be used for this TR Photos. TRS6260S1 summary. Unfortunately, I have to advise against this product, unless you're fine with using the manufacturer's cloud. Personally, I was hopeful we could free it from the cloud, which would have been easy if it had an ESP8266 or ESP32 inside. Then Tasmota could save us. Or if it was built on BK7231N or T, BL602, XR809, W600 or W800, then we could flash Open Beckon. What's worse, the Wi-Fi microcontroller is directly on the PCB, so changing it to an ESP module isn't possible, and that would be irreversible anyway. In summary, there's no room for experimentation. If any of the readers find more information about the TR6260S1, please share. I've been researching this topic myself, but there are no specifics. The SDK isn't complete, and I haven't found a flasher for this version either. If anyone knows or finds anything more, please let me know. P.S. Additionally, I have a feeling that considering the transistors inside, the 144-watt is a bit exaggerated. But that's already standard in these types of products.